Ours to Protect. Brought to you by KCLR, the IBI, and funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This week on Ours to Protect, I'm delighted to be joined by James Burgess, who is the National Country Manager of the European Recycling Platform. James, welcome along to the programme.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you for joining us. Listen, there's lots of interesting stuff that you guys work on, but before we kind of get into the reason I had you on the line, I just wanted to ask a little bit about the European Recycling Platform and the work that you actually do there.
Sure. So European Recycling Platform, what we do, we're an electrical waste compliance scheme. So in simpler terms, what we do is we help producers, retailers and our government even deliver our joint responsibilities in regards to Ireland's recycling of waste electrical equipment and portable batteries. So we've been, European Recycling Platform has been in business since 2002 and operating in Ireland since 2005. And we have maybe 14 schemes across Europe now in terms of wee batteries, packaging, etc.
And one of the things that you've done is to look at research on cable recycling. Tell us a little bit about your findings.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So we commissioned some research and what came back was that one in three adults have between 5 and 10 unused electrical cables in their homes. So if we do some quick maths on that, then that could be as many as 6.5 million cables that are sitting in that drawer. We've all got one of those drawers with remotes that don't work anymore and these cables, and they're sitting there and they could be recycled and repurposed for other things.
It's interesting. As you say, I think we all have one of those drawers, but it has the batteries, it has the cables, as you say. And I know in my house, the cables, there are a lot of them. How can people recycle them? What can they be turned into and how should we go about recycling them?
These things are made of all sorts of things. They're made of plastics, copper, silver, brass, zinc, aluminium, etc. And a lot of these resources are either intensive in terms of manufacturing. Some of them are even finite resources. And of course, the metals inside them are valuable. So they can, you can recycle these and we can harvest the materials and keep these resources in the supply chain. So to recycle any portable electric equipment or the cables that we're talking about, you could go to an electrical retailer, for instance, and electrical retailers are obliged to take back end-of-life products on a one-to-one like-for-like basis. So, you know, you buy a kettle, you can take a kettle back. However, some of the retailers, for instance, Currys, DID and Harvey Norman, have signed up to the We'll Take It Back electrical retailer program. And they accept any household electrical waste with no purchase necessary. So, you know, that's really good. You can just go to the store with your waste and they'll take it off you. In addition to that, you can, of course, recycle free at your local civic community centre or recycling centre. And if you're in any doubt where to go, then you could go to mywaste.ie and there's a full list there of places where you can go and have this stuff taken care of.
And I suppose you're highlighting this at a time when we have new legislation coming into force around charger usage, don't we?
That's right. So by the end of this year, 2024, there is a new EU Common Charger Directive coming into force. And what this is essentially doing is making manufacturers have one common charging solution for all portable electronic devices. So that's what we call a USB-C charger port. So this means all sort of new smartphones, tablets, cameras, smartwatches, headphones will all be required to carry one of these charging ports, which will, of course, mean that all of our old charging cables will become redundant. So it's a great time to seize that opportunity, empty the drawer and get down to your local centre to get these things recycled.
And I know as part of this process, then you have an art installation in the Dublin St. Patrick's Day Festival. Will you tell us a little bit about that?
The Trash Mammoth is a sight to behold, yes. We commissioned this piece from an Irish artist called Ned Leddy, and he's created this unbelievable piece of what we call artivism, which is art and activism in one thing. And it's a 13-foot-tall sculpture in the form of a mammoth, of course, which is made out of over 100 pieces of electronic waste. So that's going to be on display down at the Collins Barracks at the St. Patrick's Festival this weekend. And I urge people to go down and take a look at it and really raise the awareness about the importance of us recycling electronic goods.
That awareness piece is huge.
Yeah, it is. It's so important to us. And, you know, we, as all EU states, are required to recycle, reclaim and recycle 65% of what is put onto the market in terms of electronic goods on a yearly basis. And, I mean, if we could talk about batteries for a second, we do great, but we've got to do more. There's 50% of batteries still don't get disposed of in the right way. And, of course, they contain harmful chemicals that, if they get into the soil, could damage the soil, they could pollute our water, and if they go on fire, of course, they could cause air pollution. So we've been working with Barrettstown, the charity, since 2017, and since we started working with them, we've collected 136 million portable batteries, which is enough to reach the moon and back five times. So we've done a lot of good work, but we've still got more to do.
It's incredible when you break it down into kind of tangible images like that, isn't it? That you say the moon and back.
The moon and back. Five times.
Wow. And James, tell me from your own perspective, how did you get involved in the whole area of climate action?
Well, I was in another industry myself until COVID. And then because of COVID, that industry was shut down for quite a long time. I've always had a keen interest in the environment and in the planet. And I was contacted by a friend of mine who introduced me to ERP, and then after a few conversations asked me if I'd like to come on board. So I was delighted to, because we do such great work, not just us, but everybody that's involved in you know, the circular economy. So the local authorities and the department, of course, do great work with us. And what we're trying to do is create the circular economy and provide us with the opportunity to consume fewer resources by extending the life of resources that we do have and keep them in the supply chain. So to just about the circular economy, if you can imagine a linear economy, you know, we take stuff out of the ground, we make things with them, we use them, and then we put them back in the ground. We want to close the loop there. We want to take these resources, stop them going into landfill, and use the resources to make things. So really, as a planet, as a people, what we've got to do is stop making things that we don't need from resources that we don't have and disposing them after we've used them once. So that's what we're trying to do here.
Do you think that that message is coming through louder than ever?
I think it is, yeah. I think it's coming through. I would say that we can't talk enough about it. We can't shout loudly enough about it. I mean, it certainly has improved since I've started and over the years. And like I said, Ireland is doing great work. I think we're number six in the European Union in terms of our recycling efforts. But still, we have to do more, and anything that we can do to raise awareness is good work indeed.
And James, lastly, if people want to find out a little bit more about the work that you do with the European Recycling Platform, where can they find your information?
Well, we have a website, which is www.erp-recycling.com. And we also have the social channels in terms of Facebook and Twitter, etc. So I encourage you to go and have a look at that.
James Burgess, National Country Manager of the European Recycling Platform, that's ERP Ireland. Thank you so much for your time on Ours to Protect this week.
Thank you so much. It's nice to speak to you.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Le Mans with a television licence fee and is a partnership between KCLR and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.